Thousands of Buddhists poured into the forum today to hear their spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, speak out about world peace. But outside of the stadium, members of the Buddhist Shugdan sect protested what they described as his intolerance. Daniel Carr Crawford reports.
To many around the world, the Tibetan spiritual leader, known as the Dalai Lama, is seen as an ambassador of world peace. But to members of the international Shugden community, the Dalai Lama has caused more pain than good. The Dalai Lama has criticized the Shugden community, claiming that the sect is divisive and that their prayers hurt him.
The Dalai Lama is basically stating that this prayer of Dorje Shugden harms his life. He is a 78-year-old man. He has more energy and he looks more vital than most people, you know, half of his age. How could he possibly say that this prayer has any negative effect on his life at all?
This is a long-running dispute. It dates back to the 17th century when a minor deity, Dorje Shugden, was elevated. The Dalai Lama once prayed to Dorje Shugden himself, but then stopped. He says the Shugden community threatens to divide Buddhism, which could hurt the cause of Tibetan independence. Many Shugden question methods aimed at stopping their worship.
Right now in India, there are placards on restaurants that if you're a Shugden practitioner, you're not allowed service. They will refuse service. There are placards on hospitals that if, and they'll ask you, are you a Shugden practitioner? And if you say yes, I'm sorry, you and your child have to leave this hospital. We're not going to help you at all. But it's when you're imposing that belief on other people, that's religious discrimination.
The Buddhist leader had sent waves through the international community even before he arrived in the United States. China, which controls Tibet, criticized President Barack Obama for welcoming the Dalai Lama to the White House. The White House tried to sidestep the issue, saying it does not consider Tibet an independent country. It was merely welcoming a spiritual leader. Daniel Carr Crawford, Annenberg Radio News.
Stop lying. Dalai Lama.